Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Good morning. Monday morning. It's Monday afternoon now. We're just in the afternoon slot. We are. I'm here with the crypto queen, Nicola Duke. You're all right, Nick?
I am all right, even though Bitcoin is headed lower.
Is it? Why is that?
It is a bit.
I mean, do you know what? It's berserk. The cryptocurrency market is berserk. I mean, at the moment, it's nuts. But I'm trying to get a bit more exposure to it. Like I said, recently I did some investing in Kryptonite 1, which is on the next exchange where they invest in cryptocurrencies. But also, I don't know, a while back, and you took part in this, POW Token. Do you remember about POW Token?
I know, I did it at the time and then forgot about it. So thanks for the reminder, Justin.
Yeah, it's a free cryptocurrency and you can get it. You can get tokens for free. And by referring people, you also get tokens. And if they do an ICO, and Simon, one of the main guys involved there, he's got a fund behind him, a quant fund, which he's got a lot of money behind him. I suspect they will do an ICO. Then this could be worth a pretty penny. So I'd say just pick yourself up some, POW tokens. And you can earn a pretty penny from it if they do an ICO, because at the moment...
Good way to spread the word as well before they do it, because, like, they'll have so much interest from this.
Exactly, yes. And it's worth doing. It is, and Simon will be coming on the podcast again soon to update on what they're doing. But, you know, the way the market is at the moment, if you've got a little bit of this, it's like free money. So it'll be the best investment ever, because your return will be, will be massive compared to anything else, because you put nothing down for it, you know? I mean, at the moment, their website is running a bit slow because they've got a lot of people trying to request some free tokens because the cryptocurrency market's gone berserk, bananas. There you go. Marvellous. So looking at that, so we've got some stocks in it. Let's go for the first one. And I've got Colin on the podcast a bit later. Ascent Resources, AST. What do you reckon of the chart, Nicola?
AST, let's move over to our charts. You know, AST has made, we've been looking for it to bounce, haven't we? We got in a downtrend, unfortunately. In October, we got under the 200-day moving average again, and we were in another swing lower. And now we've been looking for signs of a bottoming. We've made a higher low on Friday. And for the first time, I have to say, this since... November, we are above today the 20-day moving average and looking like we could close above it. Actually, since we've started speaking, it's gone lower again. Anyway, if we can do that, if we can close above 1.44 today, it would be a bullish reversal, and we've got the higher low, and then we should look to 1.59, and then above 1.59 we've changed the trend and we're going higher. So we've got a higher low, now we need a higher high.
Marvellous. All right.
Sorry. Now, if we go higher, where the first place we're going to go back to, I think, is back to the prior highs and 50% of the decline. And 50% of the decline is 2.52. And that would take us back to last summer highs in Ascent Resources. And then above that, I think that we can talk about going higher. But that would be a positive start in this one.
Yeah, lovely. Okay. Next one is Asia Met Resources. Now, we did a chart recently on these, but they've had some significant news out today. They've got a BKM a copper project that's online. That's the next one they're going to be sort of producing from, hopefully, if they build a mine, and it looks like they are. And the guy's got a track record of building mines and creating a lot of value from that. But they also had this license for Bhutan, which is about four times the size of BKM, and BKM in itself is a compelling project. But Bhutan, they applied for the license a while back, but it's taken a while to come through. But today they've announced the production license has been granted from the Indonesian government for 20 years. So, and it's a massive lot of copper in there, and who knows what else. But that's landed. So ARS, they're up by 20-odd% today. What do you reckon, Nick, on the chart?
They're up by 20-odd%. Yeah, they've gone from 9 to 11. I think that we can keep going higher, but only if we can take out 12.33, which was the highs from November. It looks to me like a bullish pennant. And if we do, we keep going higher. The next target is 13.18. But my long-term target for this one is 18. Between 18 and 20, I think.
Lovely stuff. All right. Request for Centrica. Of course, they've been in a downtrend for ages and ages of British gas, this is, and this is over the problem of, I suppose, the threat of, first of all, Labour. If Labour are going to come in, they're going to put a cap on the profits of utilities like Get British Gas and all that. And then I think Tories said they're going to do a similar kind of thing. So it's not been good news for them. They've been down. Look at the downtrend there. Wow. But
very, very long term. Yeah, if I zoom out and go to a weekly chart, you can see that we've got a very, very long downtrend. But if we can reverse the trend, then we'll should bounce to these previous lows, from March of last year, around 198. So that's what we're looking for. We're at 146 at the moment. So that's 25% upside if we can snag this reversal. So Friday, the first positive thing was we gapped higher and we gapped above the 20-day moving average. We haven't been above that since October. So that's super, a super signal. And then if we draw this as a wedge, you can see we don't normally break out, but this is resistance where we are right now. Above 147, I think that we should see another swing higher. And then we get into the gap and target 159 next. So it's got a bit of work to do, but we're seeing some positive signs of a reversal. If we do get a reversal, I'd be looking back to 198.
Marvellous. Next one, another request for Lloyds. So Lloyds Bank, of course, is a biggie. What do you reckon, Nicola?
This is flatlined. If we were in a hospital, we'd have alarms going off because we'd run out of heartbeat.
Yeah.
I know. We're trading completely sideways. The 200 moving average is flat and we're trading underneath it. And our 20 moving average and our 50 moving average are completely flat. We're in a zone between the 61.8 and 38.2 retrace of the decline from June of 2015. So I'm looking at a weekly chart. If we look at this drop from June 2015 to June 2016, we're in the middle of that range going sideways. So I'm going to say above 73 in Lloyds is a bullish trigger, and we should see another leg higher and above the 2015 highs. And below 63 in Lloyds is a bearish trigger, and we should see another leg lower, potentially, I hate to say this, potentially down to the 40 level.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think it will drop. I'm looking for it to break to the upside. I think it's more likely that we go higher, but we've got a lot of resistance above us. That's what we've got to do. But above 73, if you don't want to sit in something going sideways, then short term, above 69 is a trigger. And then if we go above 73, we've made a bottom and we're on our way up, at least back to 90.
Yeah, I don't want to sit in something going sideways, even at a fun fair. Not a big fan of that. Right, okay, next one is Nostra Terra NTOG. What do you reckon? They signed a sort of $5 million loan facility today, and they should be on the podcast later. So what do you reckon of NTOG?
NTOG, so at the start of December, NTOG made a new high, a big long-term new high, took out all the, took out the 2017 highs and took out the highs from the summer of 2016. And since then, we've been going sideways in a bull flag above that resistance support, you know, resistance becomes support, and we've been holding above the level, which is bullish. I think we're just consolidating. We're waiting for these moving averages to catch up, and then I think we should see another leg higher. So what would be a confirmation that we're going higher? A confirmation would be above 5. And if we go above 5, my target is 6.7 next. That's my first target, and then I have a big long-term targets for this one. But 6.7 would be your first level to look for, and then 10, and then finally 13.
Wow, nice. All right. I'm sure Matthew would like to hear that. All right. And
but yeah, this is a good, like, look at this. If you look at this daily chart, you can see the highs from June 2016, and the highs from 2017, the whole year, were at 3.75. We popped above those, and we're going sideways, holding on. So I'm looking for a turn higher soon. And so I think the closer that you can buy to that sort of 3.7 support level, the better.
Lovely. And last minute request coming via your end. Woo! Is XLM Media. I've not heard of those. But if you look at the chart there, this is the kind of company you'd want to put your money in a couple of years ago, because it's a nice, just steady, gradual rise,
this.
Isn't it? Upwards for years.
So, yeah, look at this stock. So I've been meaning to do this one for somebody for a while, and I apologize. So 2014, when it launched, you know, we had an equal measured move to an ABC correction lower, and then off it went in an uptrend, and it hasn't looked back since then. Like, it's been just fantastic, this stock. So I'm going to put my... I think that we're in a correction here, and I've got two levels where I think it comes back to. And this is where, if you want to buy this stock, you should be looking to get long. So if we measure from the highs that we made in December, and we look for an ABC correction lower in this one, in other words, two equal measured moves in this one, this brings us back to 186, 187. And 186 is also a 23.6 fib retrace from those 2016 lows in this, like, most recent phase. So I think 186 is good support. And one, I'm going to give you one more level, a little bit lower. Yes. If it drops a little bit lower. Yeah. Sorry, Justin. 180. Okay. So 186 and 180, I think in that range, we should find some support and turn up higher again.
Marvellous.
Where is my next upside target? Because it's 254.
Oh, I see. Right. Excellent stuff. Nicola, it's lovely. And I've got a sense about you that you had a tattoo done on the weekend, did you?
No.
Oh, okay. Right. I don't know why I said that. I thought you had a tattoo, a massive tattoo on your back, a crypto queen, all across your back there with a chart there, and, you know, a couple of Bitcoin. You should have that done anyway. You should think about that, Nick. Just get the tattoo there and update your profile picture with that, you know, crypto queen.
I got a mug for Christmas that says Bitcoin billionaire.
Yeah, no, I think you should have crypto queen, a big tattoo covering the entire back, your entire back, you know, and just say all this was paid for through my winnings on cryptos. A lovely big tattoo. A big cracking. Nick, thanks for that. And by the way, if you listen to the podcast, which most people do, you can see this video at foxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Lovely. Look forward to seeing the picture of the tattoo, the tat.
There is no tattoo, Justin, but start
getting done. It'd be a lot of sessions, that kind of tattoo. It'd be a 10-sessioner, that tattoo would be, I think.
Okay.
Lovely.
My whole back, then, right?
Your whole back, yeah, from neck to crack. Yeah, that's it.
Bye.
Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.